Star 94.1, and we welcome our guest, Mary Mary, Erica and Tina. Love the new sound, and get up. Man, the phones are hot.
Yeah, thank you. Great. That means we got to come there.
Get up, everybody. Get up. That song now, get up, and the lyrics, what you're afraid of.
That's
That is what we have to do at it now, should I say right now at this stage in life. A lot of times we're, especially in the Christian community, we're hoping and wishing, but we don't just get up and expect and get up and, what should I say, more of us should get up. Just expect the great things to happen today. Just speak well of yourself. Don't say, well, I'm trying it. Well, you know, we wanted to. No, just I'm doing. We're going for it. Like, you know, just start acting like things are happening in your life. Just start walking in it and moving towards greatness, and I'm telling you, it will come.
You guys got a new look. You guys been working out?
We were eating. You know what? A lot of times past, we have been scared to really go for it and really look good because we've been so conscious of what people say and people's opinions, and then sometimes we go on an award show and your clothes aren't pinned up right or something comes loose and the wrong shot, the camera's angling straight on you, your cleavage is perfectly fine. If the camera shoots you from up top, it doesn't look as good. You know, you people catch you on bad days, and then people make a bunch of judgment calls, you know, but we know that our intentions are well. We know that we are not out there soliciting our bodies in any respect, first of all, because we respect ourselves and our husbands too much and our God. But we want to be beautiful. We worked out. We changed the way that we were eating. We went to a strict vegan diet. Now we're more like vegetarians. And, you know, we want to show that there's been a transformation. We don't want to show everything we got.
Well, having that healthier look, it makes you feel better. And it does give you that better life.
But, you know, you worked out and you feel good about the other women who have had babies. And you feel like once you've had a baby, it's a wrap. You'll never go back to looking the way you did when you were younger, but if you put the work in, it can happen. And I think the thing that really worked to me and Tina's advantage is we did it together. You need a partner. You need somebody to be accountable to. You need somebody to tell you to put that cheeseburger down.
You're working out this morning.
Yes.
Absolutely. And you know
indeed.
What? We have young kids. I've got two young daughters. Erica's got one. First of all, you can't run up and down the stairs with them if you're not fit. They want to jump all up and around. They want to play hula hoop and jump rope. How you going to do that if you getting out of breath after 10 minutes? It's not going to work. We had to get it together so we could chase these one-year-olds around.
On a little sad note, how's Warren doing with his kidney cancer?
He don't have it no more. Absolutely well. On one Friday in April, I think it was the 18th, we found out he had cancer. The next Friday, 7 days later, he was 100% cancer-free. It's been April, May, June, July, August. It's about September. Is it September yet? Or is that tomorrow? 5 months later, we got the report. It just came in the mail the other day. His kidney is fine. His liver lice is fine. And condition is stable. So God is a healer. Spoke the word and claimed healing over his life. And God did just what we asked.
The song, when will it be released? And what can we expect this time from Mary Mary?
October the 14th. And we really need everybody to go out and get it the very first week that it comes out. The only thing that translates to the powers that be is when Christian people, gospel people who love gospel music go out and buy it and support it. We have some extra special stuff in there. We have a behind-the-scenes DVD that follows us everywhere from New York to L.A. and everywhere in between, writing songs and creating the music. We have a session with some of the greatest of the greats in gospel music, from Andre Crouch to Marvin Winans writing on the album, and Walter Hawkins, Tremaine Hawkins, Daryl Coley, Rance Allen, Jola Clark, Dorinda Clark. Like, I mean, all these people are on one song. So amazing. We're so excited about what is to come. I just can't wait for people to hear the music, and I really hope that they're blessed by it. I believe that they will be. This is me already. So.
And the fans have to know that if they go purchase our CD real soon, you know, we're not sure if we'll have them on all the shipments, but definitely the first shipment, we are sending out a bonus DVD that lets you see how we get down in the studio, how we are when we're feeling a little crazy, you know, when we're all made up, on point, lights, camera, action, when it just caught us in our element from the day that we did the CD with the song with the legend to, like Erica said, everywhere we've been, it's a bonus DVD, and you'll get to see all of that. And it's kind of, we was watching it last night, busting up laughing. I said, Erica, I did not know I was that crazy. I'd have out of there.
But I said,
you know,
oh, yeah, I knew.
You and me being me, and she was just being herself. You get to see the producers, how they feel about us when we giving them issues sometimes, wanting to do stuff over, or, you know. it was just great. It was a lot of fun. That's going to be with the CD, and it is worth buying. You know, sometimes you put out music and you just want people to buy it. You just want people to support it because it's yours. But this CD is really worth buying. It's great music. We put our hearts and our souls into it. It took more than a year to make this record. We usually make records in 3 months, but we didn't want to just give the world what they already have. Yes, there's certain sounds that are, you know, typical or expected of Mary Mary, like energetic songs, but exactly how that energy is going to come across, you couldn't predict that this record was coming. And I think that God, we really prayed, you know, God threw that cancer in there to see how faithful we was going to be to his word and our expectation of him. What was it going to be? Was we going to falter? Was we going to get stressed? Were we going to get mad at him? None of that happened. We kept on pushing. We kept on praying. We kept on expecting God's best and just looking up the whole time. And I think God blessed that. And when we started finishing the second half of the record, I'm telling you, we came back with a vengeance. Like, oh, you thought you was going to take us down. With that, it didn't work. So it's an amazing record. It really is. It's a great body of work. There's no one song that's indicative of what the other is. It's just a little bit from everybody, from the 9-month-old to the 9-year-old to the 19-year-old to the 90-year-old. It's just something for everybody.
Okay, the 9-month-old may be a stretch.
My baby is just a few months older than that, and she gets down to the record. That's a good sign. Telling me that all the other little 1-year-olds might dance to our record.
You know, watching the Democratic National Convention last night, Michelle Obama knocked it out the park.
You know what?
We were in a marathon meeting last night from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. We were doing Mary Mary business all day, and we missed it. But I'm going to go to YouTube because I heard Michelle Obama, they heard she was awesome.
We didn't get a chance to see it, but all that I've seen of her thus far, I'm very impressed with. She's a strong person. She has thick skin. She supports and loves her man. She stands for what's right. She's a good mother. She's balanced. She seems to be the woman that has it all, and you want to be able to see that in a potential president's wife. You want to see somebody who's balanced, she doesn't seem just partial to her kind, and you know, I really appreciate that with her and Obama. They don't seem like we're about to get up and do black real well. They just want to do America real well. They speak well, you know, they respond well when they are attacked. They handle the situations well. I think they have a great plan in place. I love the fact that they're not ashamed to say, oh, we believe in God, and that's what we stand on, and, you know, hey, this is how we're going to raise our kids, too. I appreciate what I see in them.
Would you like to perform at the White House someday?
That would be
You know what?
So
we actually
awesome.
Did. We actually did an event for the campaign, and we were able to speak with Barack Obama just briefly. He told us, as well as some of the other artists that was on the phone, he was like, I have all of you all CDs, and I listen to all of you guys on my iPod. It was like three artists on the phone. I was like, okay, how cool is this?
There is a little one in the background.
Hey, I just tried to run out of the room. I was hoping you didn't.
It's our guest, Erica and Tina, Mary Mary, on Star 94.1.
We can't wait to see y'all.
See you, too.
Thank you.